Welcome to Tahoe Project. I am your host, Michelle Sweeney, and today our conversation is with Patty Kuyumjin, who is the Executive Officer at the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board. Welcome, Patty, to this Tahoe Project interview.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
And welcome to the Tahoe Basin. You've been here since April of 2012, so you've got a few months of being at the helm under your belt. What are some of the things in your first 6 months that you've really come to like or enjoy about being here in Tahoe and at the helm of the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board?
Well, certainly I've enjoyed being up here in beautiful Lake Tahoe, and I've really been encouraged and incentivized by all the wonderful staff that we have here and the breadth and depth of talent that we have, but also by the community as a whole. I've been reaching out and talking to community leaders and activists and other groups, and there is such a deep love and care for the basin and wanting to solve its problems. It's really inspirational to work with everyone. So there's a great collaborative spirit that I feel here and feel part of helping shape the basin in the future.
And where were you prior to coming here to the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board?
I was in the Sacramento area, where okay. I've spent most of my career working in policy and budget and other areas at the California Environmental Protection Agency, working for various secretaries over the years and various governors. Since Governor Wilson on, I've been with the Environmental Protection Agency and had an opportunity to work on such a wide range of issues, from air quality to water quality, hazardous waste, pesticides, recycling, you name it, I did it.
Great. So you bring obviously a lot of talents to your position here, and those are met in this time of moving the total maximum daily load forward, which has been an initiative of Lahontan that we've talked about extensively on Tahoe Project. What do you see as the opportunity and challenge of the TMDL in the coming decade?
I think the opportunity I see is that we've really laid in, I think, a very good roadmap for going forward. I think we are very clear on where the sources of the pollution are, and I think we're relatively set on what actions need to happen to help improve light clarity, as well as also nearshore pollutions. The challenges I think we face are being able to financially pay for some of these measures, not just in the short term, but I mean in outgoing years, as well as just the various mechanical challenges of getting local governments and other leaders together and solving problems as a group. But I am inspired, like I said, by the collaborative spirit in working together with the various organizations to kind of challenge ourselves and come to efforts to make differences. And it's not just California, Nevada too. We've been working closely with Nevada on some of these solutions. So I am very optimistic that if there are challenges, I think we're going to meet those.
Mm-hmm. The TMDL has been talked about in some of my discourse on Tahoe Project as a paradigm shift. Given what you understand about the trajectory of the Tahoe Basin and our efforts toward water quality and improving water clarity, what's your sense of how the TMDL is or isn't a paradigm shift for the basin?
I think it's a paradigm shift because it's a true and hard and real measures that we have to reach. It's clear what the load reductions are and who must do them by when. So I think the paradigm shift you're seeing is that it is just, it's a very, sets a very clear roadmap of what we need to do. And I think that helps other groups and organizations and local governments then factor in what they need to do to help reach these efforts. Same way that the RPU also informs the TMDL. There are many actions we can do with the TMDL and many we can't, like public transit, land use decisions. So when you talk about a paradigm shift, I think it allows other pieces to fold into this overall effort, because we can't solve our problems in the basin with just the TMDO. There are other decisions and other actions that need to occur. And so that paradigm shift, I think, is rolling in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. Given, as you mentioned, the RPU and its implications for the success of the TMDL and vice versa, what do you see as the political challenges facing the basin in the next decade, or the political hurdles that we externally need to be aware of or address in moving forward with these big paradigm shifts, the RPU and the TMDL?
Well, I think I see two critical issues. One is we need to continue the collaborative work with all the various groups and agencies. We cannot solve these problems alone or in silos. There's just no way to do it. The TMDL is based on, you know, an aggregate of actions, seeing results, and we can only do it with an aggregate of actions or collaboration with the various groups to solve these problems. There's just no way else to do it and be successful. The other challenge I see is funding, is how we're gonna fund these projects. Now, given our economic downturn, these challenges are no different than I think any government faces throughout the state of California. But I do see that some of the infrastructure costs, we need to solve our issues and find funding for those. But long-term, we also need to find long-term stable funding for operation and maintenance of these facilities. Just to build them and not to maintain them will not get the success we need. And I do believe it's a policy question that's facing not just our basin, but the rest of the state in general, for all local governments, as our fee and taxing structures have changed, and property taxes, that it's becoming more and more of a challenge. And I'm hoping there'll be some policy discussions in Washington and Sacramento in the future to maybe grapple with this issue.
Thank you for listening at TahoeProject.org. We'll continue the conversation with the Executive Officer of the Lahontan Regional Water Quality Control Board in the next part 2 of this interview.